B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I got a text message from my au pair's mother over the weekend. And this, like, kicked off my Friday.
And if you don't know, an au pair is someone that's kind of like a foreign exchange system to where someone from a different country comes to America and in exchange for watching your children and being like a nanny, they get to live there and experience the American culture.
Mm-hmm. And you contribute to their education. But my au pair, Elena, now lives with me since January, and she gets 2 weeks of vacation a year. So she decided to take her vacation and go to Peru to see Machu Picchu by herself. So I get this text message from her mother on Friday. Now she's using a translator, so bear with me.
But because her mom's in Italy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It says, "Hello, I am worried about Elena. In Lima, she met a Peruvian girl. They immediately made friends, and Elena told her that she was going to Cusco and where she was staying. The girl said she was interested in tourism and is looking for work. The strange part is that as soon as she met the girl took a flight to Cusco to go on vacation with her." Now, if she... Basically, she goes on to say, like, "I think she's being lured by her for other people. Elena seems to think I've seen too many movies. I told her, do not stay with her. Do not let her go to your Airbnb." And I ended up FaceTiming her Friday night to, like, check on her. And she was with two random girls that she had met. So.
That sounds sketch to me.
I have also seen one too many movies.
Yeah.
So you guys know I track Elena's phone when she's traveling just in case anything were to happen. I could see her last location. I make her check in with me in the morning and at night. And then I get this text message and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's gonna. I'm less concerned about her being roped into something and more concerned with them robbing her.
Her mom's fear was that she was going to get brought into trafficking.
Yes.
The whole trafficking circle.
Yes. Which is a very real thing.
Sure.
And she, you know, she goes...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I want to say, I hope I'm just being paranoid, but could you check in on her? And then, you know, I told her all these things that I do preventatively.
You told her mom that?
Yes. And she felt a little better. But, you know, she's like, please don't tell Elena I messaged you.
Did you tell her?
No. Oh. But I did. And this is, again, how, like, I've seen Taken one too many times. So when I was FaceTiming with Elena on Friday, I was like, oh, show me your friends. And as soon as she panned the camera over to her friends, I took a screenshot of them. So if I ever
can
had...
Can you zoom in on them?
Yeah. If I, like, ever had to go and, like, I know where she's staying, I
your
have
suspects.
Somebody's... Right. I have faces.
Smart.
I will find you.
Smart.
But yeah, so I don't know.
So
it
as of right now,
out.
She's okay.
Yes.
That text message you got from her mom, paranoid about her getting sucked into trafficking,
was Friday.
From Friday. When was the last time you spoke with her or tracked her? Where is she now?
She checked in with me last night. She's still in Cusco. So she went to Machu Picchu yesterday, and then she has a day in Cusco today, and she goes to the Rainbow Mountains tomorrow, and then she comes home the next day.
Is she still with those two people?
Yes.
Does that worry you?
They just travel with her, huh?
Yeah. Yes, that concerns me. Because I just think, like, you know, when you're 26 years old, you think nothing's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're traveling by yourself, and you meet these people, and I'm like, you just don't know, you know, who you're meeting.
Producer Nicole on Friday night, she said that when you went to Thailand, Nicole, you kind of caught on with somebody who was traveling alone too, right? Like, you didn't think it was that unusual?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's unusual to me just because I would never travel that way, but I met a lot of people because when we went, we did a lot of excursions, and a lot of people on the excursions were there by themselves, like staying in hostels, and they would just link up with other people who were traveling by themselves, and then next thing you know, you have like a group of four people all from different countries. And because a lot of people who travel foreign, like they, some don't have a plan, you know, they backpack. So a lot of people I met in Thailand would do that.
Okay. So that wouldn't concern me if she was, because Elena has stayed at hostels in the U.S. Like she went to New Orleans and, you know, met a couple people there and they did that, but she's staying at like a private hotel this time. And that's what concerns me because there's not people around.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So not only was I nervous about her going to Peru by herself already, but now her mom's messaging me that she's concerned. And I'm like, dear God, please don't let anything happen to this girl.
We got a text message from 803 who says, Lorraine, you have the right to be worried because of something that happened to her sister in a foreign country. So we'll discuss that after 8.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.